arena. Instead, that was not allowed to happen.
Many at the rally are not wearing masks. As special counsel John Durham continues his investigation into the origins of the Russia probe, his top aide has resigned. The Hartford Courant reports he was concerned about pressure to rush out a report before it was ready. Meanwhile, Fox's Aisha Hosni says the work may soon be done anyway.
Durham's investigation is believed to be in its final stages. Senator Lindsey Graham hinting the report may be released in 10 to 12 days.
The president says the Russia probe was a hoax. Those carrying out say it was well-founded. Eric is listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Beau Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020, and these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 in the average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time home buyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. What this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details and updated property report for your house, call the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the Loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a Loch.
Yeah, lake, Loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air's apples-to-apples price match guarantee, we will meet or beat any system or replacement offer that's an exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody.
everybody. We are closely monitoring Tropical Storm Sally in the Gulf of Mexico, headed for the northern Gulf Coast with a landfall probably as a hurricane on Tuesday. The impacts for us, not quite known yet. Our forecast in the short term, scattered evening showers and thunderstorms. Some towns get wet, others don't. Overnight low 74. Tomorrow, look for a routine day, a sun and cloud mix, hot, humid, 93 the high, with random afternoon and evening storms here and there. Monday's forecast very similar. Then Monday night, Tuesday night into Wednesday, big question marks as we continue to monitor the future track of Sally, likely to be a landfalling hurricane. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hi there. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I was calling about earlier you were talking about an hour ago about pedophiles.
Yes.
And punishment. I'm just going to say one thing. My name's Marvin. I think they should be done like they did in Braveheart, draw and quarter.
Amen.
That's still not good enough.
Amen, brother.
Still not good enough. Public draw and quarter still ain't good enough. But that might take it down to the show
there
a few times.
Go. I'm with you. I feel the same way, man.
All right. Thank you. I enjoy your show a lot, Terry.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you listening.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Love those kind of calls. Heck yeah. I mean, look, you're not going to reform them. They're not suddenly going to get in prison and realize, you know, it's wrong to molest a child. Doggone it, I've been doing the wrong thing this whole time. I promise I won't do it again. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't, you know, because they're so used to doing it. I mean, think about it. You know, they can, as gruesome as it seems and gruesome as it sounds, you know, they can get high.
Yep.
You know, they can have sex with a child.
It's a buzz to them.
And plus they can cook them and eat them if they want to, you know, because that's what they do too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're sick.
Yeah.
They're sick, but they don't need a doctor. They need killings. What they need, in my humble opinion, I mean, it's just my opinion, mind you, but something's wrong with them. Something that can't really be fixed. This is interesting. The judge in the George Floyd case has expelled the prosecutor after a complaint from Chauvin's attorney. This broke actually yesterday. Four prosecutors have been disqualified from working on the cases of the former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd. Hennepin County District Judge Peter Cahill banned Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman and three of his staff members from the cases for meeting privately with the medical examiner to discuss Floyd's autopsy results, according to the Minneapolis-based Star Tribune. Those four are to be kept out of the case, period, said the judge. Now, that could go either way. You don't know if that's good or bad. So what angle are they playing there? Are we talking about the fact that he was high on fentanyl? Or are we talking, you know, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, is what I'm trying to say. No idea. That could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting. The guy was apparently high as a kite. I don't know. I wasn't there. But that's what they say. The last time we were together, Postman, you came in with a video for me to play from Johnny Inlow. If I'm not mistaken, it
right.
was a
mm-hmm.
Seth, whatever, or whatever his name, Sid Roth. It's Supernatural.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you didn't know this, but the Thursday before, Miss Rosie had given me something about mm-hmm. him. Well, here's something about, this is written by him and his wife, Elizabeth, talking about Antifa and the shadow government. Here's the key verse for what I'm about to read you. But you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the hostile nations in derision. I love that. Key theme, David's song while finding out for the first time that Saul wants him dead. Key descriptives of God's shield, my defense, my strength. The prophetically relevant nature of these psalms is beginning to really stand out to me. This is Johnny Inslow talking. Yesterday, the entire post was about judges and justice. Yesterday, President Trump makes a surprise announcement of his large pool of potential Supreme Court justices. He adds Senator Tom Cotton to that list right after Tom Cotton tweets that Roe versus Wade must be overturned. The synchronicity with Psalm 58 was amazing. Today, it's almost as if Antifa is the main focus, though it extends to the deep state. Psalm 59 coincides with 1 Samuel 19, and is when David for the first time finds out that Saul wants to kill him. This is right after David has killed Goliath, and it is Jonathan who warns him that his house is being watched, that his father has instructed all his servants to find and kill David. I again see such parallels with President Trump. David, after revealing himself as a game changer on the national scene, finds himself constantly facing trouble, treason, death. Trump, exactly the same. Saul is the previous administration, already judged by God, and David, from early on, knows his true evil identity. In verse 2, David says, "Rescue me from these criminals. Save me from these murderers," plural. He already knows Saul doesn't work alone and that he is a criminal and a murderer. Verse 3, "They have set an ambush for me. Fierce enemies are out there waiting." Has there ever been anyone more ambushed than President Donald J. Trump? Has anyone ever had more fierce enemies? And as David says in verse 4, "I have done nothing wrong, yet they prepare to attack me." Samuel has already anointed him king, but the shadow government is trying to take him out. Wake up, see, and help. Wake up, see what is happening, and help me. I love David. He is like the disciples in the boat of Mark 4. They thought they were just crossing over into a new destiny, but a vicious storm has already arisen. They face potential death, and they see Jesus sleeping. Their words to him seem identical as David's here in verse 4. Wake up, see, and help. Apparently, this is not an offensive prayer, so I would take it as a model if it is applicable for you. Does it ever seem to you like God is asleep while you are in a storm? Comfort, comfort, my people. You're not the first. Wicked traitors. O Lord God of heaven's armies, wake up and punish those hostile nations. Show no mercy to the wicked traitors. Verse 5. David is a quick discerner, and he actually makes a shift here. Saul is the one trying to kill him, but David, by the Spirit, knows this is connected to something much bigger. There are hostile nations involved in this treason. Here we go with Antifa. They come out at night, snarling like vicious dogs as they prowl the streets. Verse 6. You can tell this is a song David is singing because his verse is repeated later on in the chapter, back in verse 14. I'm going to ask him to sing this song to me in heaven one day. Dogs, when addressed biblically, were never a man's best friend, nor warm, cuddly pets. Almost without exception, it is thought through the grid of a pack of wild dogs. Insightful here is that dog was also a euphemism for a male prostitute, someone paid for someone else to be immoral. This is all applicable to Antifa. Their tab is being paid by another, Soros. Next verse, listen to the filth that comes from their mouth, their words cut like swords. After all, who can hear us? They sneer. Well, guess who hears? God does. God laughs at Antifa. But Lord, you laugh at them. You scoff at all the hostile nations. Verse 8. Antifa sneers at its supposed lack of accountability, but God is awake and does see, and he laughs. Two Hebrew words are used to describe his laughs. The first one is S-A-C-H-A-Q. I don't know how you pronounce that. And it means to laugh in scorn and contempt. The Strong's definition then goes on to say, especially a person threatening to do much but able to do little. When God's S-A-C-H-A-Q, that is what he's thinking. He then scoffs, which is the Hebrew word lag, L-A-A-G. This word means to deride. And the example given is as in imitating a foreigner. This is God making fun of the way they talk and saying it back out loud to his friends in their foreign accent, as in, who can hear us? Said in some mocking tone. See, God doing that today with Antifa and with the swamp of the hostile nations. There's never been a better time to make the scripture applicable. Their sneer is a sneer of ignorance. God's laugh is a laugh of supreme power. Wow, I love that. Look down in triumph. My God will stand with me. He will let me look down in triumph on all enemies. Verse 10. David's remembering the feeling he enjoyed while looking down on a dead Goliath. He knows he represents the cause of God, and he who began a good work will complete that work. Let that resonate with you today. Don't kill them, stagger them, bring them to their knees. Verse 11 is just as amazing. Don't kill them, for my people soon forget such lessons. Stagger them with your power and bring them to their knees. O Lord, our shield. David may or may not have only been a boy named David, but his understanding was profound and nuanced. He
He knows about people soon forgetting such lessons. The challenges of this year have gone on and on and seemingly in rounds, but not because God could not easily dispatch with all opposition, including trillionaires, Soros, Rothschild, and Rockefellers, billionaires Gates, Dorsey, Zuckerberg, the Chinese Communist Party, the Illuminati, the CFR, the New World Order, and whoever else would make you shiver. They are all a totally laughable opposition, the whole bunch of them, able to be disposed of in less than 5 minutes. There's a biblical precedent of God sending one angel to kill 185,000 men. That's in 2 Kings 19:35, in one fell swoop. He is God of heaven's armies, as David addressed in verse 5. So quickly dealing with the matter is no challenge for him. But the lesson of an enemy too quickly disposed of often gets forgotten. Furthermore, what and who gets killed doesn't get the chance to be brought to their knees. Antifa already has members staggering and coming to their knees, and that's going to be a progressively significant story. The rest of the big names and organizations I mentioned are also going to get the opportunity to come to their knees. In verse 13, where David calls for destroying the enemy, he is not calling for their death, but for the death of their agenda. And I'll finish this when we get back from this break.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing There. We were talking about Jim Brown, talking about football players, Bo Jackson and Herschel, which I think are the two that you got to put at the top. But then you go back and look at Jim Brown. If you've ever watched any video of him, man, he was playing with those guys. He was just so good for his day. You know, you really can't compare a different era to different era. It doesn't work that way. There's no way. It's not the same.
Not in football.
No.
You know, because they stand out so so good for that that 3 or 4 years that they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's his own little era, in other words.
Jim Brown owned his.
Right.
No question.
And yeah, we were talking about Earl Cameron. Earl Cameron owned his too.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Man, his thighs were big as my waist.
Yep.
He was something. And then, of course, freaks of nature. Herschel was a freak of nature. Bo was a freak of nature, in my opinion. Just, I'll never forget Bo running over Bosworth. That's one of the greatest football moments of all time. Because Bosworth had just said, I want, you know, so-and-so millions of dollars. He was this big bad guy, and Bo just never checked up. He just flattened him, ran over him like a bus hit him. It's awesome. Love that. All right, back to the story. God the Storyteller. God is the greatest storyteller ever, and he's working on a big one in 2020. It will be told throughout the ages, and you will join in and excitedly say, I was there. People will be as jealous as they are of those who in person saw Goliath taken down by David in his slingshot. Don't forget it. We are in historical days. Make your participation in these days be as heroic as possible. Do something crazy, radical, in alignment with this meta-narrative, so you can tell of your bravery and courage. Everybody in heaven loves to hear this kind of stuff, and Jesus will want stories of courage told. No one in heaven wishes they had played it safe while on earth. Everyone wishes they had been less fearful and less driven by self-preservation. No hero of faith is mentioned in the scriptures as a really cool, balanced guy who had no enemies. Many pastors are trying to do that right now and go ahead and give up on it. There are no heroes of moderation, only heroes of faith. Am I trying to stir up a revolution? Well, sort of, but I'm more interested in stirring a reformation because I sense a great story unfolding and have no interest in being remembered as Pastor Pablum. I don't think you do either. His face shines upon us this summer for more than that. Johnny Enlow. Well said, Johnny. Well said. Remember, we're not supposed to be of this world. We're supposed to swim against the current. We're not supposed to get involved in everything. This is Satan's world, folks. He runs this world. He owns this world. Be not of this world. I can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, but not for long.
Yep.
He's not going to run it for long.
No, he's not. It's coming, and he knows it's coming. Again, we can tie this back into what we were talking about earlier, is the child trafficking and everything. All of this is pure evil, folks. It really is. And it's about to end.
And that's the satanic agenda. You know, once they...
Yeah.
Once Roe v. Wade is
overturned.
Abolished, overturned and abolished, that's going to put a real damper on their activities.
Yep.
You know, and...
But they're essentially sacrifices, right?
Right. And you won't have a need for Planned Parenthood, you know.
Yep. And our tax dollars finance this crap.
Right. You know, who's Nancy Pelosi going to give money to then?
Yeah. She's evil. She's pure evil. Stupid and evil. And high or drunk most of the time.
Well, I mean, I remember, I don't know, it may have been 8 to 10 years ago that that President Israel said that he would be president when Yeshua returns. That's what he said.
Netanyahu?
Yeah, Netanyahu.
Wow.
Yeah. Those were some bold words. And he's probably right. You know, because he's splitting the term, you know, with the military guy now.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
He's probably right.
Probably.
And General Enlow said that that this era that we're in now will be known like, you know, before Trump and after Trump, in other words, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you some quotes. This is from Ashley Montague. Facts never speak for themselves, but are at the mercy of their interpreters. Well said. Nikola Tesla famously said, "It doesn't bother me that others steal my ideas. It bothers me that they have none of their own." Paul Craig Roberts said, "A conspiracy theory no longer means an event explained by a conspiracy. Instead, it now means any explanation or even a fact that is out of step with the government's explanation and that of its media pimps." Now, I would remind listeners that the agency came up with the term conspiracy theorist to undermine those stubborn people who refuse to believe that Lee Harvey Oswald, and only Lee Harvey Oswald, killed President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Dan Rather, speaking on 9/11, said this, There was a time in South Africa that people would put flaming tires around other people's necks if they dissented. And in some ways, the fear is that you will be necklaced here. You will have a flaming tire of a lack of patriotism put around your neck. He's talking about people looking for the truth on what happened on 9/11. Now it is that fear that keeps journalists from asking the toughest of tough questions. He should know. He should know. At least he did say that day, this reminds me of those buildings, like when they implode those buildings in Vegas to make room for a bigger casino. That's exactly what it should remind you of, because that's exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. All right, let me do just a little more 9/11 here. 9/11 is given the perpetual war on terror. It's supposed to provide carte blanche for an open-ended global and perpetual war on terror against any enemy, foreign or domestic, that's important, that the executive branch chooses to designate. Let me step aside here and say this is why it's so important that Donald J. Trump get reelected. Because if he doesn't and Biden gets in, you and me, if you're listening to me right now, you're going to be considered the enemy. And they're going to come after you. Because there's a war on against us patriots. That's a fact. Back to this quote. That the executive branch chooses to designate, and regardless of whether evidence exists to actually connect those enemies. How about that? Attacking the Constitution. The U.S. Patriot Act was written well before 9/11. Homeland Security and the shadow government. They were developing long before 9/11, and plans for rounding up dissidents as a means for suppressing civil disturbances have been in the works for decades. 9/11 was used as a pretext to create a new extra-constitutional executive authority to declare anyone an enemy combatant, including American citizens, to detain persons indefinitely without habeas corpus, and to render such persons to secret prisons where torture is practiced. That's an absolute fact. That's what it's about. As a matter of fact, the Patriot Act, when they wrote that, it was passed back and forth between the conservative and the liberals. Each of them took out language they didn't agree with. At the end of the day, they still couldn't agree on it because it was still too right-stealing for even the most liberal, much less the most conservative. So it went away. The day after 9/11, it came back, and it was voted on, but it wasn't the one that had been edited. It was the full version with all the stuff they had taken the time to remove. Somebody, according to the timestamp on it, it's what I read, someone had stayed up to 3 in the morning reprinting it in its original form. It was passed around, and everyone except one person signed off on it. Everyone except one. Unbelievable. 9/11 triggers a predictable shift of public spending to war and boosts public and private spending in the new economy of homeland security, biometrics, universal surveillance, prison, civil defense, secured enclave, security, etc., etc. And as we mentioned earlier, remember on September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld announced a war on waste after an internal audit found that the Pentagon was missing $2.3 trillion in unaccounted assets. On September 11th, this was good as forgotten. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Did 9/11 prevent a stock market crash? Did anyone benefit from the destruction of the Securities and Exchange Commission offices at WTC7 and the resultant crippling of hundreds of fraud investigations? You better believe they did. Actually, Bush did, because he was named in several of those lawsuits. What was discussed at the Energy Task Force meetings under Dick Cheney in 2001? Why is the documentation of those meetings still being suppressed? Why was the World Trade Center privatized just before its destruction? As I told you, it had always been under the Port Authority. For some reason, we've never been told why they decided to lease it to Larry Silverstein just a few months before 9/11. Folks, this whole thing was a setup. There's no question. Eyewitnesses, do some investigating on your own. If it's still out there, watch the movie September Clues or the movie Loose Change. Either one. Watch it. Watch them both. Invest the time. It will be worth it, I promise you. Wow, it's our last big break of the night. All right, we got to hit a five-minuter, folks. We will be back. This is Clearing the Air. 272-9228's number here in the Bluedale Building. The postman sitting in, as always, with me, your intrepid host, Terry Adams, egomaniac with the inferiority complex. We'll be back.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Fire threatens everything in its path. When it threatens our nation and our communities, we respond. We bring the fight to the front line. The Army National Guard stands ready to face the dangers of Mother Nature and protect our homes and our neighbors. We will always be there when your community needs us the most. Discover more about all the ways you can serve part-time in your community by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are closely monitoring Tropical Storm Sally in the Gulf of Mexico, headed for the northern Gulf Coast with a landfall probably as a hurricane on Tuesday. The impacts for us, not quite known yet. Our forecast in the short term, scattered evening showers and thunderstorms. Some towns get wet, others don't. Overnight low 74. Tomorrow, look for a routine day, a sun and cloud mix, hot, humid, 93 the high, with random afternoon and evening storms here and there. Monday's forecast very similar. Then Monday night, Tuesday night into Wednesday.
Wednesday, big question marks as we continue to monitor the future track of Sally, likely to be a landfalling hurricane. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Welcome back to the program. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building, as I like to call it, the voice of the river region, Greg Budell. Historical precedents for synthetic terror. In the past, many states, including U.S. government, have sponsored attacks on their own people, fabricated the cause for war, created and armed their own enemies of convenience, and sacrificed their own citizens for reasons of state. Was 9/11 an update of the Pentagon-approved Project Northwoods plan for conducting self-inflicted false flag terror attacks in the United States, then blaming them on a foreign enemy? You really got to wonder. In case you don't know, what Project Northwoods was something that they submitted and President Kennedy killed. It was a plan to take airplanes, dress them up to be like airliners, and then take some of our fighters, dress them up as Russian MiGs, a la from Cuba, and shoot down an airliner and blame it on Cuba so we could go to war with Cuba. The Joint Chiefs were all about it. They hated Cuba. They wanted to go into Cuba. John F. Kennedy said, no, we're not going to do that. Well, yet another reason they hated the man. Secret government. The record, and that's not a conspiracy theory, by the way, that's a fact. The record of criminality and sponsorship of coups around the world by the covert networks based within the U.S. intelligence complex is massive. I've read them off on here before. Hey, we have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's up?
I just want to call back and just kind of touch, man. This is a night, especially after the other cat called in talking about God having to listen. But you know what I mean? Maybe it's time. Maybe he'd be the one to get to the bottom of it. You never know. But the false flag stuff is, and one that you can really trace and trace back is Jessica Lynch. That was set up so they took down a TV station that had one independent writer inside of it. That's at the same time she'd been rescued, and they bombed a motel that had 11 independent writers inside of it, killed all 12 of them.
Yep.
That way they could control the news coming out of it. These are independent writers now that came from other
countries. That's right.
There.
That's right.
And
Reuters.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other one was when the big statue got tumbled over there of Saddam Hussein.
I've talked about that many times. Yes.
Yeah, them people were flew in by American companies.
Absolutely.
And so all that, man, this is. But the question again is, if you did really try to stop it, say you had $1 billion and you could really put a little muscle to them, put a little squeeze on them, I mean, you wouldn't wake up the next morning.
Nope.
I mean, so.
It can't be stopped.
We leave a note to our kids and say we them hats that the women wore around in Washington. I don't want to give up, man. What steps do we take, Postman? What steps do we take, Terry? Literally, where do we go from here? We know all this, and then you got people turning, you know, that you would never think that be listening to you. You know what I mean? Backing you up on some of the stuff, which is kind of funny how people pick and choose what they want to believe.
That's
you
true.
Know,
that's
he's
true.
Been on this stuff for years, but believe him into the moon. You know what I mean? But you know, not finally, they just we've been tricked and lied to so much. You know, that's what makes us argue and fuss. You know what I mean? That's what splits us. What from the older generation? You know, some of us believe. I mean, 90% of every white man over 60, you know, or 50, believe we've been to the moon. You know, yeah. And we ain't. I mean, but it had to be fate because they gave that little Hitler a little too much money and too much coke. You know, he was hard to slow down, but, you know.
Yeah.
So we had to do something to put the brakes on him. And the Bushes are, I mean, Prescott ain't the end of it. You know, go ahead and throw it out. I can't ever pronounce the different Bush's
Vannevar
name, right?
Vannevar Bush.
And you can't even connect them jokers no more. So I don't care if you go through Duck Duck Goose or Fire Stick or, you know, you can't even tell Prescott and that man was even kin.
That's
and
true.
Then John Trump's uncle being there, We can't leave that out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't.
I know.
And then to look what Donald Trump's doing right now. There's only one group of people in the United States that are actually 1%, and that's MS-13. That's the only group that lives free in this country. Wow. That don't have no policy on them. Even the motorcycle gangs take money because they're clubbed. They get fired. They get all kind of taxes taken off. You'll see Bloods and Crips with masks on, but you'll never, the only picture you're going to see of an MS-13 gang member with a mask on is when they got them in handcuffs.
Yeah.
They do not sit, they do not follow no rules, and you cannot, and the reason they got to get them out is because we're going to, you can't stop them. That's the only ones that bring drugs in here. The CIA want to be the only drug dealers here in America.
That's right.
So they're getting them out. And so Trump is, that's what throws me, man. I don't know. Sometimes I just don't believe he's on our team. I believe he's not a loser. And right now, Americans are losers. I mean, I don't care how you slice it. And that man is not a loser. But I just believe if we make it and show that we stand up for our country and for our grandkids, I do believe he'll, be on our team. But one thing's for a fact. On September 11, 1991, George Bush said New World Order. 10 years later. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They put it in high gear, baby.
Yep, you're right.
And I just hope one day maybe God will speak to somebody and show us the way
we
can get this place back, because this ain't what he meant for us to be.
Amen, brother. I'm with you, Randy.
Man, it's been a hell of a night, man. I'm so happy. My heart's so happy. I want to come for you, Ted. I swear. I am, man. That's on me, though. That's all on me. Like you said, and the other thing is, now that you got a 5-year-old, let me tell you that one of the easiest things you can do, and you got half of it sitting in your shop, get your old 50 dirt bike, and get one of them horse things, how they hook a horse up and it goes round and round?
Yeah.
Just weld the end of it to the bottom of the peg. Weld it to the bottom of the peg, and you can fix the throttle where it can't go but so fast. That thing go round and round, then you can build them a little jump, because see how it flexes, got the... That thing will flex up and down, so you can put them a little dirt pile.
Oh, man.
And when it gets a little better, you never have to worry about it.
You just go round and round and round.
But that's one of the easiest things to build for a 5-year-old. Is well, that when the horse wrangles to the peg of it and let them go, baby.
You got me thinking now, man.
Well, we'll see y'all,
take
man.
Take care, Randall.
Right.
Love you, buddy.
You
too. Two was for...
Yeah, two.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, and I'm enjoying the show. Do you see the report where the Democrats raised $360 million, and over half of it is from untraceable, unemployed donors?
Imagine that.
Wow. Know where that money came from.
Lie. They wouldn't lie. Not them.
Unemployed, untraceable donors. And where does the campaign finance laws come in on that?
Oh, they're not going to do anything to them. They got
God be with us.
He is.
I pray. I know he is. He can't be with them.
No. Probably. Not at all.
Oh, Lord. I sure... pray that everyone gets out and physically goes and votes.
Me too.
Go to your polls and vote.
Amen.
Don't be scared off.
There you go. Exactly right.
There is nothing to be scared of.
Nope.
The Lord's with you.
Amen.
And we've got to beat this back.
I agree.
And enjoy your show, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll be listening to you.
Thank you very much, man. Take care. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Right.
Okay, caller, guess what? You're not on the air. You're gone. Bye bye.
Hang on. You're about to be, though.
Yep. You're about to be on the air. Okay, here we go. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. This question pertains to your area of expertise. Are you familiar with Ted Gunderson?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Former head of the FBI, or former station agent for the FBI. He was high ranking with the FBI.
Yeah, he was the head of the California division out west, I think.
Yes.
Okay. I just, I listen to your show fairly regularly, and I just,
thank you.
Was curious. I hadn't heard you mention him before, and I miss it every now and then, so I might have missed the night you mentioned him, but I figured you probably heard of him. But I'm just curious.
Well, let me tell you a story. I listen to a guy named Stu Webb a lot, and Stu Webb swears that Gunderson is controlled opposition. So
really,
yeah, you don't know what to believe. So my opinion is you can learn something from everyone, even if it's what not to do. So I listen to everything, and I try to balance it out. But I've never really brought Gunderson up on this program, but I'm glad you did.
Okay, well, you know, the fact that he died due to arsenic poisoning just shoots red flags up to me. Like, someone wanted him gone.
Exactly.
Someone wanted him
for
stop
a
talking.
Reason. That's right. That's right. You're right.
All right, now. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gunderson, it gets to a point where you read so much, you don't know what to believe, and that's what they want. They don't want you to know.
Oh, okay.
You know, they want you to be confused like I am right now and not really know what's going on.
Take a break.
And I know what the big picture is. Believe me, I know this is all biblical. I know where this is headed. I know how it ends. You know, we're fortunate. We know how the book ends. We know Satan loses, God wins. Yay. Yay, God.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. But we got to hit a 3-minute break right now. We'll be back. 272-9228. Don't wait till the last minute because, you know, we got to have a minute to say our goodbyes. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, Rusty, the famous Rusty, you know Rusty that's on here a lot, does a lot of promos and stuff. Rusty, the radio legend that worked with Larry Stevens, among other people. Well, he's a legend on his own. He doesn't have to have Larry Stevens. Rusty had a stent put in. Well, it failed. Rusty's got to have surgery again, so I need all you prayer warriors out there. You know who you are. Let's pray for Rusty. It's very important. He's a great guy. I love him to death. Wanted to get that out before we hit this break, and I did.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
taking care of business.
Taking care of, let's take care of this call. Hey, caller, you're on the air. You're on Clear and the Air.
Hey, Terry, this is Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous. How you doing, Anonymous?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I'm glad you brought that up about Rusty. Rusty is a real talent.
Yeah, yes.
Man, he makes that show. Health and Wealth.
Yes.
Yeah, it's dang entertaining. I love his creativity.
I do too. You know, and they asked me, since he's not going to be there, I'm going to be filling in for him. And he sent the little short mean woman a little text and said, "Don't let Terry steal my job." Yeah, right. Yeah, that's funny.
He's always got something good to say.
Yeah, he does.
And mine is as quick as a whip.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Now listen, Terry, in all seriousness.
All right, Sam, I'm listening.
Something's going on there at 93.1.
Don't tell anyone.
I'm a fan of the station. I enjoyed the programming. But I've noticed somebody's taken out Rusty. They've taken out Dan. I think there's a lot of pressure on Greg. He looks like he's about to blow up.
That's conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I believe there's a.
It's them Illuminati's, man. It's them Illuminati's.
No. Joey Clark. I think Joey Clark.
Oh my God, you're right.
He wants the whole program of the whole
thing. He wants
it
all. You're right.
He wants it all.
Oh my God, I didn't think about that.
Well, listen, man. Listen.
Shh, don't tell anybody. I'm next.
You better watch your back, bro.
Oh my God. Oh no. Go cut some grass, will you?
Terry, I had a couple of bad weeks. I've had a very good last few days, and
I'm happy for you.
I just want to share that a little bit of joy with you, man, and then I'm enjoying the show. And thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Watch your back. Get
All
off
right.
here.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm on the air after that.
I'm sorry.
Hey, those are big words.
Oh, absolutely. So it's a plot by Joey Clark to take everybody out so he can control the station. I should have seen that coming.
So. I like Joey Clark, but yeah, it might be a plot. Maybe
he is a Catholic, you know. He is a Catholic.
Catholic. Them Catholics you got to worry about.
I know. I've been accused of hating Catholics, so it makes sense that he'd come after me.
Hey, can I give you my phone number and you call me here in a minute?
Yeah, off the air. Hold on and postman will get it, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, I don't want to put it out over there. Will you put him over there, postman?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All righty then. It's been an interesting show. A lot of stuff about 9/11 and what have you, folks. 9/11 was a setup. Oklahoma City was a setup. It's amazing to me if you just look. YouTube, there are videos of Oklahoma City of them talking to the police chief, and he's talking about the bombs they found in the building. They're having to get the bombs out. You can hear the backup beeper on the bomb disposal squad backing up to get the bombs out of the building. You got all the agents who didn't show up for work that morning. They knew something was going to happen. Same with 9/11. Giuliani, they had a terrorist control center that they had built. He had argued, and they'd spent millions of dollars building this command center in Building 7. He didn't even go there. Why not? Because he knew what was happening. Giuliani was in the loop. So many of them knew what was going on. So many, especially the tenants in the two towers. All the CEOs, none of them came to work that day. Is that just a coincidence? No, it's not a coincidence. They knew what was going to happen. We've been lied to so much. It's all of this is about destroying the sovereignty of America because the Luciferian psychopaths, the globalists, the ones who are trafficking in children and are doing horrible things to children, they want total control, and it looks like they're going to get it if they get rid of Trump. And I got to tell you, and I've heard this straight from the Pentagon, is what their concern is on election night. Even though Trump is going to be declared the winner, in 4 to 5 days after that, these ballots are going to show up. And the Democrats are going to swear up and down that these ballots mean that Biden was duly elected. Anyway, no matter which way it swings, there's going to be mass chaos. There's going to be rioting, looting, stuff that we've been seeing so far this year. It's going to be on steroids after the election. Get prepared. I know right now ammunition's next to impossible to find, much less weapons. Hopefully by now you've listened to me and you have a Berkey water filter, you have some non-perishable food. Make sure you have a weapon. Most importantly, make sure you have ammunition and you know how to fire the weapon. You know how to clean the weapon, and you can hit what you aim at. Gun control is hitting what you aim at. That's what gun control is. Because it's coming, folks. They don't care who you are. They're going to kill you.
Right.
That's just the way it is. You know, until the return of Christ, things are going to go. We're about to hit the Great Tribulation. I really believe that this agreement that Trump's going to get the Nobel Peace Prize for, this is the document that ushers in the Great Tribulation. So that means 3.5 years from once it's signed, 3.5 years, we'll know who the Antichrist is. And I'm telling you, it's Barack Obama. I'm putting my money on Barack Obama. On the big betting board in the sky, Barack Obama, I think he's probably at the top, in my opinion.
Well, I think he's he was one of the major ones to help prep for him.
Yeah.
But I actually don't think he's it. I think that that Antichrist, he's ancient.
He's ancient?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he's been here before.
Well, maybe, but he's going to have to be in human form.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, if you look at Obama and you go back and you look, well, Freeman Fly did the premier work on this. If you look at Obama and you go back and look at...
Akhenaten.
Who was, yes, Nefertiti's husband.
Akhenaten.
He is the spitting image of Akhenaten. Is it possible that they cloned Akhenaten and created Barack Obama? Because we don't know anything. We don't know where he came from. Is it possible that he is the clone of Akhenaten and he is the Antichrist? Is that possible?
I don't. I actually don't think it'll come from come from Africa. I don't think it'll come from that side. I don't think it'll come from Kemet's side. I just don't. And I think he's much more ancient than we than people know, and we'll find out soon.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
The creepy thing is, if you look at Michelle, and you put that next to Nefertiti, spitting image. If you take the two daughters, you put them next to the butts of Nefertiti's sisters, spitting image. Like I said, Freeman has done the premier work on this. FreemanTV.org, I think, is the name of his site. But, yeah, it's crazy how all this works. You know, as much as they change, things still stay the same, as crazy as that sounds. But, man, it's almost time for us to get out of here. I can't believe 4 hours has flown by like this.
I
don't know. Yeah. 9/11, Oklahoma City. We need to get into Oklahoma City because... Man, there's some good stuff out there about Oklahoma City. There's no way that things went down the way they did. What happened to John Doe number two? Who knows? We'll get into that some other night. Good Lord willing, good Lord willing. Let's see. Chemtrail. What do we got here? Chemtrail flu. You know, they have been spraying quite a bit lately, in case you haven't noticed. They're up there. They're spraying every morning. No question. So if you can't see them, it's because they're above the layer of clouds that are blocking your view. I have digital night vision, which is the only night vision you can use during the day as well as night, and I can see them. They're up there spraying above the low-lying clouds. They're up at, 38, 40,000 feet, releasing God knows what. We have a call?
No, he hung up.
He hung up. He didn't want to talk.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people are afraid to talk on the radio. It's just easy for me. It's easier for me to do this than to talk to somebody. But that's just me. I am a weird guy. Time is up.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yes. Folks, thank you so much for listening to me. Good Lord willing, I'll be back next week. Please, 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 please get on your knees and pray. Build a relationship with the Creator. That's all you got to do. I'm not talking about church. I'm talking about getting on your knees, talking to God. He will answer you back, whether in some kind of